Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
Bored of the same old scene? Shake things up at the Town Bar and Grill in Aurora. Grab your buddies and catch the final rounds of college hoops. Join the town for great food and a fine selection of craft beers, including $5 Sam Adams Seasonal and $7 Angry Balls during college hoops action. Check them out for lunch, dinner, or nighttime drinking activities like water pong and darts. The Town Bar and Grill is at the corner of New York Street and Vaughn Road in Aurora.
Your new Mercedes-Benz is here at Knaus. Pick your model, grab the keys, and drive it home. This is our spectacular spring sales event at Knaus. Your opportunity to take advantage of special offers on every new 2017 C-Class, E-Class, and S-Class sedan. Every new 2017 Mercedes-Benz Coupe, Cabriolet, and Roadster. Every new SUV model in our extensive Knaus inventory. Whichever Mercedes-Benz model you choose, you'll love its sculpted looks, luxurious interior, comfort, handling, technology, and advanced safety features. Best of all, you'll know you bought it right with special offers and financing through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Our showroom is ready, our pencils are sharpened, your new car keys are waiting. There never was a better time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knaus, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Knaus.com.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are currently in a battle for first place. They host the defending champions Cleveland Saturday at 7. The first 5,000 receive trading cards courtesy of Vienna Beef. We start in spring training, Major League Baseball. The Cubs play Cleveland tonight in a game you can hear on the Score. John Lester starts first pitch at 8:10. Full pregame coverage starts right here at 7:30. Derek Holland goes for the White Sox against the Dodgers. First pitch this afternoon at 3:05. Off the field, Carlos Rodon is getting a second opinion on his biceps injury. And outfielder Charlie Tilson could be out until the end of May with that foot injury. In hockey, the Blackhawks play in Tampa. Scott Darling starts a net. Puck drops at 6:30. AHL, the Wolves are off until Friday when they play at Iowa. NFL news, Bears cornerback DeAndre Hall was arrested in Iowa over the weekend. He faces charges of public intoxication, interference, and disorderly conduct. Also, the Raiders move to Las Vegas has been approved 31-1 by NFL owners, with Miami being the only opposition vote. And in the NBA, the Bulls, they are off today. They host Cleveland on Thursday. This scoreboard update brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. Kids borrowing the car? Well, now you, with Hum by Verizon, you can get notifications if they're driving too fast or going places they shouldn't. Find out how to be smarter, safer, and more connected on the road with Hum by Verizon. Visit hum.com today. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Minute Mart. Live life in the go.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
68 points, looking for 70. He did it.
And that crowd is happy. So Celtic bench, listen to your crowd.
Most points in the league since Kobe's 81 in 2006. 70 points for Devin Booker. Just unreal.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
I was watching. I saw that he had 50. I sent Jay a text. I'm like, hey, your guys got 50 points. Mm-hmm. And then I saw he had 70, and I thought, well, that's it's worth checking out to see how this happened. And then you realize what happened in the aftermath, and you saw that he got 51 in the second half with 18 in the final 4 minutes.
And it was a three that was waved off, too.
Yep, and as Deadspin called it here, they said it was not as part of any possible furious effort to give the Suns a chance at winning, but as part of a calculated attempt to run up Booker's scoring total. The end of the game was full of maneuvers to make sure the 20-year-old guard had the ball in his hands as often as possible, including two timeouts and an intentional foul in the last 2 minutes of the game alone. The Suns had been trailing by double digits for the entirety of the second half. There was no motivation here other than the chance to run up Booker's total. There were some unhappy Celtics, understandably, who thought that it should be something that maybe they should pass on, be trailing by double digits the entire game and then still doing this. After the game, Devin Booker on Instagram put out a picture of himself holding up, like Wilt was holding up a piece of paper that said 100, holding up a piece of paper that says 70, surrounded by his teammates, smiling with him. Well, he got a response on Instagram from Jay Crowder of the Celtics.
Jay Crowder, who is pretty much basketball Brian McCann.
Jay Crowder, like basketball police?
Yes, yes.
Never seen so many guys happy after an L. Comment in all caps. Never seen so many guys happy after an L. Then Booker on Instagram responded with four words directly to Jay Crowder. You can't guard me. Okay.
Now, let me know when you want me to chime in, because is, I know you said that. I'm, I know you I'm just putting, the foundation
I'm
here.
Putting it out there. Now, but then we had Kenyon Martin, who earlier today on, I believe it was on television, expressed his dismay with the appearance of Tyson Chandler right over the left shoulder of Booker in the photo, thinking that Chandler had a responsibility as the grown-up, as a champion, as the OG in that locker room, to understand that, hey, maybe we should forego the photo here because we lost the game, and only had a chance to do this because they were losing the game by so much that had they been closer, they might have taken all of it a little more seriously. So there's a lot going on here, and it raises the question, and I'll put it out there, what's okay, what's not okay? Because for David,
we're talking about professional athletes.
For David Robinson, when he scored his 71,
yeah, chasing Shaq,
he was trying to win the scoring title. I believe it was the year Walter Payton and Otis Anderson were going for the rushing title. There is some of that in pro sports, but I'm wondering where you're calibrated here now for what's okay, what's not. Was it, who was the guy on the Magic?
Anthony Bowie,
who they got the triple-double for him by calling a timeout and trying to hook him up with an assist.
Ricky
right?
Davis threw the ball off of his own rim so he can get another rebound, famously. Now, 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Like, this is one of those great sports barometer conversations, because Devin Booker and his 70 are just a vessel. Like, this is all about how you feel.
I'm not trying to.
And there are plenty of lawns for you to get off of if you want to jump in on this conversation.
I really don't want to. I know
you're not leading it.
I don't want to poison the water here.
Yeah, I know you're not leading it. For me, on so many levels, this was effing awesome.
Okay.
On so many levels. And I'm glad you read the Jay Crowder part of this, too. Because Jay Crowder, for the last couple of years, since J.R. Smith knocked his ass out. Remember when J.R. Smith threw that back punch and pretty much collapsed Jay Crowder, and everybody thought he tore his knee up and everything? Like, Jay Crowder's been a hardworking, you know, veteran, got paid, and every time he goes up against Jimmy Butler, he's all about that life. But
was he a four-year college guy?
Marquette, I believe so. Everybody on Marquette is. Right, him, I mean, and Hayward, like, and Jimmy. But yeah, he's that guy, and he has been that guy, kind of like putting people in their place. Listen, I'm not going to be biased on this at all. I don't get many right. I got one right with this dude immediately.
So you're using this because you're not a neutral party in
not
this.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not the Devin Booker fan club got opened the night he got drafted when I saw him go, what do you go, 13? That's, by the way, a little hope for you Bulls fans out there that sometimes stars drop to 13. I told you and Terry about it. I was like, listen, this dude is everything that I saw in Ray Allen, and we only saw one year of it at Kentucky. When Karl Anthony Towns was the number one pick, I was like, Trey Lyles and Devin Booker, those are the two guys. You know, Trey Lyles got blocked by Derek Favors and some other people, but he's a good player. Devin Booker's that dude, and I don't care.
Okay.
70 points is 70 damn points. And the double-digit lead thing is misleading because it wasn't 17, 18, 19, 20. They were down by 10 with a couple of minutes left. And if a man is hitting three-pointers...
If a man wants to score 70 points...
If a man is hitting three-pointers the way he was hitting three-pointers, that's three stops, three possessions. So get off my basketball lawn with that nonsense. I'm telling you now, we're going to have all the people call it 312-644-6767, and the tech zone is going to light up at 6711, as it already is, about how you feel about this. But I'm sorry. 70 points is an amazing feat,
okay,
and I was there for all of it. I was watching every gift that scrolled up my timeline. I actually wanted to jump on the Fire Stick and watch, but I was like, nah, I'm doing other things with my life and my family. No, I have no problem with it. If you have a problem with it, you hate fun. This isn't high school. This isn't grade school. You don't have anybody to teach here. You don't have to worry about your kids liking a jump shooter. That's a bad thing for the game. Devin Booker, balls to the wall. I am happy as hell that he scored 70 in a season where everybody's scoring 50.
All right. That registered powerfully in the ledger.
I knew somebody was going to try to do this today.
We are writing this in, and I'm not trying to do
not
anything.
Not you. The preemptive strike is about to hit me from oldguy.net that is our listener.
Old guy.
Right. Now, old guy is going to call up and be like, Goff, this is why I don't like the NBA. I mean, like, when's the last time you watched the NBA? In 1998. All right. Get your ass off my phone lines then, because you shouldn't be here.
Okay. Let me, now the next question.
You got me all riled up.
Is the photo holding up the piece of paper okay? He asked. Kind of, I think in your heart of hearts,
no.
You might prefer that they hadn't done that. That maybe you shake their hands after the game.
I saw the video where he's messing around with it. You're going to catch L's in the NBA. I'm sorry if losses don't resonate for people the way they do in college basketball.
I'm picturing the scene in Moneyball again, you know?
That's it. Yeah.
With
Jeremy Giambi just gyrating and, pelvic thrust after pelvic thrust.
Yep.
Yeah. You're going to have losses in an 82-game schedule. That's the first thing that these guys have to get used to. Are you happy after a loss? No. But when you watch somebody score 70, you got a guy. Did you just get a guy? Why? All right, see, here we go.
West Loop Jerry is on the score.
Jerry?
Yes.
Turn your radio down for me.
I'm cutting it off.
Oh, well, don't do that, Jerry. All right, what do you got for us?
Guys, we just had an All-Star game where they scored 7,000 points, remember?
It was an All-Star game.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They ran the score up. It wasn't even a game. I watched the Cubs yesterday. Scored 27 runs against poor Cincinnati. It wasn't necessary. The game was over in the second inning.
Well, it was a spring training game, though. That's different.
Right, you're talking about exhibitions in both cases.
Yeah. No, okay. So you guys, when they fed Chamberlain for 100 points, they weren't feeding him to run the score up? Come on, guys. I mean, they do that all the time.
Okay.
That's a common.
So?
Welcome to new guy. That's why I've been trying to call Bernstein. Bernstein, you know me, Jared, from the West, but I've never talked to this new guy.
Jerry, you've never talked to me, or you've never heard of me?
Well, I heard of you because you were on a different time.
Yeah.
But, you know, when Burns retired and you came in, I was just getting used to your voice. See, Jerry's an old guy. Jerry's older than your daddy. He's a very old guy. I'm 73.
Oh, you're talking about yourself in third person. Okay, yeah, you're right, 73. Right. Yes. So, you are older than my father.
Yes, you know, mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know,
uh-huh.
I've been really wanting to talk to you.
Okay.
I know it's hard on the radio. Some of your views sometimes are sort of stressed.
Sort of stressed?
Yeah, you're a babe in the woods, so.
What does that mean?
A babe in the woods, you still.
No. I know what a babe in the woods means, but what do you mean by my views are stressed?
They're stretched, you know.
Like what?
You exaggerate them.
Well, give me an example. Old guy?
No, because it sounds like I'm being critical of you.
I'm good. I'm good with criticism. I'm genuinely asking you, Jerry, the old guy, what views have been stretched?
Sometimes you laugh at those guys' jokes when they're not a joke, and you should be taking a little different lean to it.
Which ones? I need one so I can. I need you to be the beacon of light for me. I'm serious, Jerry. You call my job and telling me that I'm doing something that you don't want.
No.
Jerry, give me an example. Give me an example.
No, you're good at your job.
I can dig it. I appreciate that. Give me an example, though. Oh.
Bernstein, though.
All right, Jerry, thank you.
This is why. Old people shouldn't have phones.
We appreciate
Simple
it.
As that. Shouldn't have driver's license, shouldn't have phones.
See, there, you just exaggerated.
I'm not exaggerating at all. I truly believe that. Okay. At 73, your ass shouldn't be on the road anymore, Jerry, from the West Loop.
Well, also, we've got an email from David who's weighing in on the Bulls evaluation that you did in real time. He said, mm-hmm. Felicio, more than a guy. Portis and Nico, trending toward more than a guy. Laverne, guy trending toward bum. Payne, bum-ass bum, trending toward Marcus Teague. Youch. Simple. Yeah, there's maybe simple. Some room for discussion on some of that stuff, but hey, that's exactly what you asked for. I'm not quite sure he delivered.
Oh, he delivered. He delivered everything that I think that old guys can deliver.
But Devin Booker got his 70. I hope he really enjoyed it.
Yes, he did.
He's really happy.
He's a terrific young player.
He is a terrific young player. I thought the photo of that after a loss might have been a little much. That might have just kind of found the edge of what
I can rock with you
probably,
there. I can
probably avoid because that's not in the moment. That's not during that. That's like, hey, guys, let's write it down on a piece of paper. Let's take a picture. And you think maybe a Tyson Chandler would be like, nah, you have fun with that. Or he walks over and says, maybe not such a good idea.
He scored the most points since Kobe 81.
He did. Did Kobe do that with a piece of paper?
No.
Right.
But Kobe wasn't 20 and on the youngest team in the NBA.
They are very young. I'll give them that.
And they're going to draft another young guy. And they're the anti-Bulls. They're going to throw a bunch of young guys together and see what happens. But, I have no problem with it. None. Devin Booker, score 75 next time in a loss.
We've got Stephen Bardo talking basketball with us at 4. We will talk baseball in the 5 o'clock hour. And we will be, when it comes to baseball, we have something for you. And that between now and 6, if you continue to listen, is the opportunity when you hear the Pat Hughes cue to call and you are caller 6 to the Scores contest line. That'll be your opportunity to qualify to win a pair of Chicago Cubs season tickets. That's going on all day today on the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Watch and listen to every NCAA tournament game live on 670thescore.com. Presented by Sam Adams. Pursue better. The big dance is here. Listen to Whip Around NCAA men's basketball coverage from Westwood One. Free on the TuneIn app.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. Raider fan, it's real. Your team is gone. It's official. The owners are meeting in Arizona. They need 24 of the 32 owners to vote yes and approve the Raiders going to Vegas. And that's exactly what happened. In fact, they got 31 votes. The only owner who voted against, Stephen Ross of the Miami Dolphins. The Raiders and the league are not going to leave more than $500 million in public money on the table in Vegas for them to stay in Oakland. So they left once before and they're doing it again. Think about that. that. The Raiders didn't just leave Oakland. They've now done it twice. What's next? The Rams punking LA again to go to Atlantic City? And even more bizarre is the fact that they could end up playing in Oakland for two or maybe even three more years while that stadium gets built. There is a word to describe a situation like that. Awkward?
Awkward.
I'm Jim Rome.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Miller's Ale House in Lombard is your March Hoops headquarters. Located on Butterfield Road across from the Yorktown Shopping Center, it's easy to find. Miller's Ale House is your casual neighborhood tavern with 60 TVs and a four-season patio to watch the games. Bring the family or watch the games with friends. However you choose to relax, you'll have a good time and great food at the Miller's Ale House. And now featuring a dollar off pints of Sam Adams through April 3rd. It's Miller's Ale House in Lombard.
Memories are made in March. I'm Jerry Recco as we take a look back, brought to you by Sonos. We just passed the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 rounds of the NCAA tournament. Last year at this time, we were celebrating the improbable run by the 10th-seeded Syracuse Orange. Jim Boeheim's team had little expectations from the experts when the tournament got underway, but wins over Dayton, Middle Tennessee State, Gonzaga, and a stunning upset of number one seed Virginia put the Orange into the Final Four. What a run it was. And when listening to the games, do as I do and connect with Sonos, the home sound system. Sonos brings all your music in one app. One simple app brings together the most popular music streaming services, any sports radio stations, audiobooks, podcasts, even your collection of downloads, so you can enjoy all the sounds you love anywhere in your home. This past weekend, I was listening to Oregon and Kansas while getting all my tax stuff together in my office. Never miss a play because Sonos lets you listen in any room or every room at once, in the living room, bedroom, even bathroom. Add your existing music services or simply listen to your favorite sports radio station. For more information, visit Sonos.com.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. CTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network plans based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
Mom's on Thursday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not going to say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Your new Mercedes-Benz is here at Knauss. Pick your model, grab the keys, and drive it home. This is our spectacular spring sales event at Knauss. Your opportunity to take advantage of special offers on every new 2017 C-Class, E-Class, and S-Class sedan. Every new 2017 Mercedes-Benz Coupe, Cabriolet, and Roadster. Every new SUV model in our extensive Knauss inventory. Whichever Mercedes-Benz model you choose, you'll love its sculpted looks, luxurious interior, comfort, handling, technology, and advanced safety features. Best of all, you'll know you bought it right with special offers and financing through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Our showroom is ready, our pencils are sharpened, your new car keys are waiting. There never was a better time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knauss, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Knauss.com.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to frame, ready to drill, ready to hang and install. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Now through April 2nd at Lowe's, pro customers can save up to 15% on select in-stock Reliabuilt Masonite and Geldwin doors. Plus, save 10 to 15% on select quick-set products like deadbolts and smart key handle sets. See lowesforpros.com or the Pro Desk for details. Door offer valid online only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
First time skydiving!
Sure is!
Okay, you just open the door like
tandem? That's a great idea!
Are you a certified instructor?
No, but I love parachutes and I love people! Here we go!
You wouldn't take chances with an uncertified skydiving instructor. Don't do it with your finances. Find a certified financial planner professional today at letsmakeaplan.org. CFP. Work with the highest standard.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Well, the sentiment on the text lines seems to be falling toward your opinion regarding the Devin Booker 70-point effort and Jay Crowder's reaction to it. If you don't like it, stop him.
Simple.
If you don't like it, have somebody keep him from scoring.
Professional athletics. It's different in high school, different in college.
Not for Lonzo Ball or LaMelo Ball. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If it's different because you may have just a supremely talented individual, and he is the best of the 10 people that are running up and down that court, and you can't do anything about it, and you may resort to dirty tactics, whatever the case may be. In the NBA, everybody's the best. Everybody's the best from their region, or all Mr. Basketball this, or all conference that. I mean, you look at the team that the Boston Celtics have put together, you got some terrific basketball players.
A really smart coach.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they got – it was – when I saw him putting up shots where I was like, all right, this is getting ridiculous in terms of hitting them, it was 120 to 110. It's 120 to 110. Three stops, three shots, you're back in the game.
In a wide-open game, like we know with the – now that the Golden State Warriors sort of changed our calculus a little bit, you're right, saying double-digit lead probably doesn't mean what it used to mean.
Yeah, and the Celtics have been worried about things that they shouldn't be worried about this entire season. The John Wall, Markieff Morris funeral thing with the Washington Wizards and Jay Crowder putting his hand in John Wall's face and John Wall booping his nose.
That was funny. And he didn't know what to do. Right. Like he didn't
it's
know.
It's enough of a disrespectful gesture that you should fight, but it's like – That was unnecessary.
It was also kind of cute, right?
Right.
What you do to your little brother. He's like, stupid.
Yeah.
He didn't punch him. He didn't aggressively shove him. I've never seen that before. He just sort of pushed his nose in.
Well, there's levels of that. There's the boop, and then there's the mush.
Right.
You know, where you
face
just
wash
you muff
kind of
a
thing,
guy
yeah.
or mush a guy, and you know, then there's the open hand slap, which is the greatest form of disrespect of all time. Like, I'd rather you pummel me. I'd rather you stomp me into wine than you just look at your hand.
Lot 522 Goff. The Pinot Goff.
Right. It's got a beautiful blend of house keys and Timberland boot.
On the nose.
Right.
A long
fruit forward through his Bonobos jacket where you can taste where
a long lingering finish of American Needle hat.
Yes. Where his integrity leaves is in the back of your tongue. Nah, dude, I'd rather that happen to me than for a man to open his hand up and slap me. Like Charlie Murphy said back in the day, you had to have a duel. Like, somebody had to go. You can't just disrespect a man with an open hand slap.
Shall we say pistols at dawn?
Right.
And we can say it. I don't know what it means, but we can say it. We got an answer to an earlier question. I was asking also, when you watch a lot of college basketball, especially when you saw that much played video of those poor Kentucky fans just sportsing and all of the sportsness,
man.
I asked about Surrender Cobra, that hands clasped behind the head, and whether or not it's psychological, whether it's physiological, whether there's something to it. Well, the theory here that was sent in by pharmacist Jewel, so at least she's a pharmacist. So at least this is
until she gives us the area code and you say that there are no pharmacists or cardiologists in
815. No, I believe in the 773. I can confirm we do have pharmacists.
All right.
And the one at my Jewel is a babe too.
Dude.
I know absolute babe.
I know she's not listening right now because I texted her to ask her what she was doing. Mm-hmm. But the lady that I'm getting ready to have to drop my son off to every single day at daycare is outstanding.
Really?
Like, on every golf metric. Like, it is. Like, I can't go in there.
It's
I can control
bad.
Myself, but I can't go in there.
It's painful.
I won't go in there.
Yeah, there's this one pharmacist who I think she's either Indian or Pakistani, but mm-hmm. she is a princess.
Dan, when I tell you I was only supposed to pay the application fee the other day.
I'll pay triple.
I gave this lady the first month worth of money. Yeah.
Then yes. Back to with a hundo. No. That's the other guy.
Yeah, I came home.
That's the guy
in Benny's. Yeah, that's my Benny's dude. I came home and I was like, baby, I paid the first month of daycare. She's like, you don't have to do that. I was like, yeah, no, I was just, you know, looking out, making sure that everything is, you know, we get ahead of bills. Dan, when I tell you, this woman was outstanding.
Really?
And then she sold me some flat tummy tea. Afterwards.
I was going to say, like,
Dan, like, I don't think this is all she does for a living.
Oh.
I mean, I could be wrong, and I could be, you know, I could be typecasting her.
Like, dancer?
She is outstanding. Like really? Dan. Like,
okay.
Like the bowels of the United Center. Outstanding.
Okay.
Like
what Spiegs and Parkins are talking about, the Calvin Harris Vegas line?
Brother. Like Marcus Pfizer's lady. Outstanding. Where you're like, they don't build them like that where I'm from. Like, dude.
That's why he's got the question mark tattooed on his neck. Which one tonight?
Dude. I told my lady, I'm like, yeah, you could drop Jace off every morning, you know, just run him in there. You know, I'll wait in the car because, you know, I just want to listen to the shows. You know, I don't get a chance to listen to Molly and Hanley a lot anymore. Our schedule is going to change. I want to be in the car in case something breaks. I don't want to look this woman in the eyes ever again.
When my daughter was a toddler and we were taking her for some physical therapy appointments at this place on the Northwest side, one of the speech therapists there was
dude,
like you couldn't believe it. And I'm thinking, maybe one of the kids will need speech therapy. Kid, I'm teaching them to pronounce things wrong on purpose.
Yeah, you got it. Right. You give them a stutter. Like every time they talk, you hit them in the back of the head.
Right. It's not sailboat. It's sailboat. So, you have to say it that way.
Sorry, I got another kid who can't talk.
I don't know what happened. I think we have to have speech therapy immediately and in home.
Yeah, man. But
I didn't even get the update. I got the answer from our professional about Surrender Cobra.
Oh, your pharmacist. Okay, I got
it's Jewel. She's come on, long time. She's long time.
Scoreboard update
from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. The Wolves are currently in a battle for first place. They host the defending champions Cleveland Saturday at 7. The first 5,000 receive trading cards courtesy of Vienna B. If we start with spring training, the Cubs playing Cleveland tonight. In a game you can hear right here on the score, it's a full boat game. John Lester starts, first pitch, 8:10. full pregame coverage starts at 7:30 with Mark Grody. I just talked with Mark, gave him some pointers for that pregame show. So we're looking forward to a full pregame and postgame this evening on the score. Right now, the White Sox trail L.A. 2-1 in the second. Melky Cabrera, a home run. Derek Holland on the mound. Off the field, Carlos Rodon is getting a second opinion on his biceps injury. Outfielder Charlie Tilson could be out until the end of May. In hockey, the Blackhawks play in Tampa. Scott Darling starts in net. Puck drops at 6:30. AHL, the Wolves are off until Friday when they play at Iowa. NFL news, Bears cornerback DeAndre Hall and his long arms were arrested in Iowa over the weekend. He faces charges of public intoxication, interference, and disorderly conduct. Also, the Raiders' move to Las Vegas has been approved 31-1 by NFL owners, with Miami being the only opposition vote. And in the NBA, the Bulls are off today, and tomorrow they host Cleveland on Thursday. Hate changing your cat's litter? Then change your cat's litter. Revolutionary Arm & Hammer Slide Nonstick Clumping Litter slides right out of the litter box with no scraping and provides a 7-day odor-free home guaranteed. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was sponsored by the College Illinois 529 prepaid tuition program.
She just found out how high tuition rates will be by the time she's ready for...
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Wrong dentist or the wrong doctor, and you're like, hey, man, I'm sorry.
This doesn't happen. An inappropriate reaction.
It happened with me once before at a doctor's office where I'm like, you know, I'm a young man and things happen. I'm sorry. And I was like, Dr. Fred, thank you so much for the checkup.
Appreciate that. Right, I usually don't react that way. No, that's,
thanks for your hands not being cold this time.
And I always have asked my friend who's a veteran actor of stage and screen, and I know the very many famous women with whom he's had torrid love scenes, and I always ask, how do you approach it?
Yeah.
And he said, I'm sorry if I do, and I'm sorry if I don't.
Oh, the conversation about...
That's what he always... Before the scene...
What might arise.
Yes, before the scene, he said it was a William Shatner phrase. I guess he was known, I don't know if it's apocryphal or not, but he was mm-hmm. known to have coined it. But some people will get mad if you don't. there's some actors and actresses who, you know, that's... Like, what am I doing wrong?
Right.
You don't want this enough. Am I not right?
Yeah. Then when you do, it's like, what's wrong with you?
Are you can't control yourself, yeah. Right? So it's the answer is, I'm sorry if I do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I don't.
I should use that around the house.
It's a great approach, isn't it? So this is regarding Surrender Cobra. What Julie says is, you think about that pose as literal surrender. Where it's meant, you know, get your hands behind your head. It's meant to remove your hands from any attack position. It shows you have relented.
Yeah, you're yielding.
You are succumbing mm-hmm. to the events around you beyond your control. That's the natural response. That is, well, what, other people just run?
No, just for some of us, yeah, that's a different sign well, for some people.
That's what I mean. For some, you know. It's that no one assumes guilt at this point. Right, no one's assuming you've done anything wrong.
You know, you're in a St. Louis suburb and something happens. But go ahead, I'm listening.
Yeah, but a lot of people are 6'3", a hot hairstylist rubbing against your shoulder.
The massage.
Oh, yeah.
I got a couple's massage once. From
Fred Couples. Right. I don't know if you want me to do this. I just finished 36 holes. I'm not feeling too good. But
Fred, can you warm up your sandwich a little bit more? No, yeah, I got a couple's massage in Argentina. And I was like, you know what? I have to stop because I don't know if this is where you should be.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know Argentine mores
that's
at that
thing.
Point.
You're right. Like, am I feeling something different or is this where you should be? Like, you know. The inner thigh area, like as
a... They're a little too long?
Yeah, as a young man, you know, the wind blows the wrong way. I'm ready to do what I gotta do, and I'm looking at it like, you know, we're in here together, so... You know, I don't know if there's like a tag team situation here.
Wait, so, couples, so you're with your
at the
significant
time,
other.
Yes,
this is the one that got you all the free wine, too, right?
It's good. Yes, she was a young lady who
had connections.
Yes, she purchased vineyards for a very large wine distributor and on a trip to Argentina.
What, so was it a masseur or a masseuse?
Was a masseur is the
as a man
and a masseuse is the lady?
Yes,
a masseuse.
Okay.
Yes.
I just wasn't sure. And this person is massaging both of you.
Here we go.
And this person is massaging both of you.
No. She's got one. I got one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wasn't like one hand over here.
No. He's not like he's not on the ones and twos, like scratching and mixing.
I don't know.
Oh yeah,
and two turntables and a microphone.
Well, I mean,
right. I've never done the whole couples massage thing.
Rock the mic
I don't like massages.
I don't either.
I don't feel weird.
I never feel like I'm tense enough for them, so I don't enjoy them as much. Like people are like,
you should go get a massage.
Yeah, like no. I can feel the knots in people's backs, and I can, you know, rub the knots out or whatever. But
rub the Nazis out.
Yeah, I don't. Well, then we got to go back to the first segment where we're going to do our white supremacist broadcast one of these days.
There's money in it.
Yes,
there's money in it.
Yes,
so really well.
I was there, and the massage was happening, and I'm like, well, she's right there, so...
You could just tap her on the shoulder and say, is this okay?
Right. And I really...
Can I get a ruling?
Yeah, I really wanted to look. And I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna be on my stomach for the rest of this because I don't know how this is going to end up for anyone in here. Really don't know how long this relationship is going to last, so I don't want this to be the last day.
When we come back, I want to set the record straight on something that happened over the weekend where there is some misinformation in the bloodstream that needs to be corrected. That is on Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
This is Chris Bryant of the World Series champion Cubs, and you are listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on the Score.
to the same old scene? Shake things up at the Town Bar and Grill in Aurora. Grab your buddies and catch the final rounds of college hoops. Join the town for great food and a fine selection of craft beers, including $5 Sam Adams Seasonal and $7 Angry Balls during college hoops action. Check them out for lunch, dinner, or nighttime drinking activities like water pong and darts. The Town Bar and Grill is at the corner of New York Street and Vaughn Road in Aurora.
Even in the situations where homes can be harder to sell, Tony was done being a landlord and decided to sell his rental property. He called Amy Kite. Amy engaged her huge list of buyers and, get this, sold Tony's property in only 12 days for $8,000 over the asking price. No gimmicks. That's the real deal. Working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything. They aren't doing their job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear. I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy right now at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Her phone number again is 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Seems like every 6 months there's some new technological advance in dating. Once upon a time, it was chat rooms, then it was dating websites, and then hookup apps, and next, well, who knows? Every time something new comes along, it starts out with a bang, but pretty soon everyone moves on to the next big thing. The fact is, dating technology is never going to replace real human interaction, and the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone. Face-to-face. Face-to-face is what It's Just Lunch does best. Our matchmakers take the time to get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. And we're really good at it. Better than some random collection of online profile pics could ever be. At It's Just Lunch, we know the best place to find the spark of attraction is in the eyes of someone sitting across from you, not some device. So stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 5/1/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSNP extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Since that happened years ago at the University of Iowa, and all I can tell you with that situation is I followed everything that the University of Iowa administration, the lawyers that were hired, I did everything that I was supposed to do at the University of Iowa in that situation. I followed everything that I was told to do.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't, and we know you didn't, because that's why you were officially sanctioned by the university, and if you read what the university said at the time, they said that you didn't, which means you're lying, which shouldn't surprise anybody. But it's interesting that Chris Tannehill chose to play that. That was when Steve Alford was hired as the head coach at UCLA. Now, we saw that Indiana hired Archie Miller from Dayton to be their next head coach, replacing the fired Tom Crean. We'd spoken a lot with people. We talked to Zach Osterman from the Indy Star about what was going on there, and there were a lot of people stumping for Steve Alford, a lot of old-school red-faced Indiana types that just thought he was the heir apparent, the prodigal son, finally coming home after his time in exile. But the fact was, and I have spoken with people close to the university, people who knew what was going on in the search, the phrase that was used was not in the mix. That because of the timing of Alford's comment, because it could, their loss coincided with the finalization of the deal for Archie Miller, there was a belief, and this was erroneously floated by some fans of Steve Alford, and apparently they're still attached to some of the ghost of Bobby Knight, of remains of him. But there were some saying, well, yeah, look at the timeline, that they didn't hire Archie Miller until Steve Alford declined. He didn't decline anything. He was never offered. He was never under serious consideration.
Why?
There were enough powerful people that didn't want any part of him.
Because of the Pierce?
Because specifically of the Iowa incident. Because I promised some of the people involved that I wouldn't read any of their quotes or pass along any of their quotes word for word. There was concern. They all saw that press conference at UCLA. They also saw what Dan Guerrero had to go through as AD, and how they had to spend over a week talking about the incident again, drawing attention to the incident again, crafting a tortured, after-the-fact, retroactive, non-apology that was lawyered up for Alford in trying to rearrange the actual facts of the Iowa case. They didn't want him to be their coach. I'm not saying there weren't some people within the university or some people amid the powerful boosters that might have considered it or might have thought, yeah, you know what, well, we might have a bad press conference, we might have a bad couple of weeks, and then we'll get through it, and then the favorite son of Indiana basketball is home and doing his thing again. But enough people, this is encouraging. Don't get me wrong, this is really good. This says good things about Fred Glass. This means that the stuff that he said fired a football coach kind of matters.
It says good things about what Spotlight can do. I think that's what it says.
Yeah.
It says good things about what happens when you can't cover up things, or it gets outside of Ames, or it gets outside of Westwood. Like a lot of these guys, we talk about the college football and college basketball emperors, these small towns that these guys are in. Sometimes you can be insulated from any kind of scrutiny or coverage. But when it gets outside of that, you can't do anything about that spotlight.
And the conversations with Archie Miller had begun well in advance of this. This was not some shotgun arrangement, because people are pointing to this timeline saying, look what happened. Alford said no. Alford had the opportunity to speak in the wake of his loss. It so happened that he said that because they lost at that point. Meanwhile, he had a player who is still wearing his uniform when he was declaring for the NBA draft. That's a thing. Literally. I know it wasn't Rashad McCants, maybe, you know, there's some Carolina guys, but that's the optics of that. So you had a lot going on with UCLA, and you had Alford saying, oh, I'm staying here. Yeah, of course you're staying there, because there was no outreach. That they had been in conversations, there had been multiple conversations behind the scenes with Archie Miller, was the guy that they had identified a long time ago as somebody who was a better fit for them for a lot of reasons. But I was really pleased, really encouraged to hear from people close to the situation at Indiana that Alford was not in the mix, that there were too many important people that thought there was just too much baggage and didn't like what he revealed himself to be in how he handled the Pierre Pierce situation at Iowa. And then I had people reach out to me after the fact to push back against, like, don't, it's actually saying that they want to make sure that it's understood that if Alford and his surrogates are saying, well, look, you know, of course they go and hire this guy after. No, because Alford didn't control when his team lost. Had UCLA won, he's not saying that, and they're also announcing Archie Miller as their head coach.
Right.
They weren't holding it open for Steve Alford.
And I'm not sure how good a basketball coach Steve Alford is either.
That's a different question, too.
Because this same coach lost 17 games last year, right? He gets TJ Leaf and he gets Lonzo Ball. They make themselves a run, and I know you're only as good as your players, but, I mean, he's had his son there for a couple of years, and they relied upon him until Lonzo Ball took the ball out of his hands, literally, and said, I will be the point guard for the 6 months that I have to be on this campus. Yeah, and by the way, for some hot takes on Lonzo Ball announcing immediately after the game.
Yeah.
Stephen Bardo will join us at the top of the hour, not to just talk about that, but some other things as well in college basketball. But, yeah, I don't know how good a coach Steve Alford is. I think he's a decent coach, but I don't know if I'm putting him up there with the big boys. I don't know that his name rings out when I'm thinking about either the tacticians or the guys who have set themselves apart from not having to be a strategist on the basketball floor.
All right, before we get to Stephen Bardo, we got a couple of minutes here before we hear what he has to say about Lonzo Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at this in the context of our discussion about Devin Booker, where you qualified. Hold on. Counselor.
It's different.
Yeah, okay, but let me say, you qualified it. I'm not trying to put you in a place.
You can.
No, I'm not. That's not my. That is not my
Lawyer
motivation
Bernstein.
Here.
I'm here for it.
That it's one thing to say professional athletes, it's okay in this. But if you're in a collegiate locker room where there's a different understanding, there's a different collective consciousness, a different history, a different set of a code of behavior, is it okay for a lot of people, I'm done with these mofos now, and you're still wearing the uniform, is that okay? Because that to me is a little. And I would expect nothing less from him. And I get it.
I understand.
Trust me. Only regarding teammates. I have no sanctity of college sports.
I know
sports,
who you are. Right.
I'm student not, athletes I'm not, or anything like
I'm
that.
I'm not putting you in the Jerry from West Loop.
And everybody
category.
Knows he's leaving. It's still. But like when you juxtapose that with De'Aaron Fox.
Right.
And these are two guys who have guarded each other. Two guys who are fighting to the bitter end.
One who exposed the other,
and you just one guy loses one way, and one guy loses like okay, I'm outie, you know, I'm good.
Yeah,
there's some character that gets revealed.
It wasn't cool, and the problem that I have with it is, well, Lonzo Ball has showed himself to be this entire year, like any interview, anytime he said anything, and even with his pops barking in the background, the entire year he's been above board. So this, you know, I've been in locker rooms before where guys have been beaten in the national semifinal, and you could tell it's a wrap, you know, that this guy's not going to be here any longer. And I've been in locker rooms where guys have won the national title. And it's like, guess what I'm doing next year, y'all? Like Rudy Gay. I'll never forget. Rudy Gay was right there like, yep, as soon as you guys are done with this childish celebration, my agent has money and rings and jewelry and cars waiting for me, so I'm about it. I watched Carmelo Anthony walk through a tunnel after doing what he did for an entire tournament with three phones on his hip. And I was like, that's not a college student anymore. Like, he knows. Everybody knows. Whether they win or lose tonight, Carmelo Anthony is going to be in somebody's NBA locker room next year.
So it's stop snitching shirt.
Right. It's just ways you handle it. And I don't think Lonzo Ball handled it the way that was representative of him. If he was somebody else, if this is Marshall Henderson with that kind of talent, I would have expected it. You know, and funny how we haven't talked about Marshall Henderson for a couple of years. I didn't see that coming at all. No, but seriously, though.
Where is he?
I don't.
Did he go to, like, ugly white person jail or
see?
Something?
That's regular jail. You know,
regular jail now.
Right, exactly. I don't know. I don't know if we have to find how meth is moving in the state of Mississippi. I don't know, but no, I don't know what Marshall Henderson is up to.
He's playing basketball in Iraq as of 2015.
I don't know who I feel worse for.
Good luck to you.
Iraq?
He was playing for Naft Al Janoub, and then he played for
Sounds like a great dish.
The Reno Bighorns of the D League.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to play for Pavia in this Italian C League.
That's the league where, like, nobody's at the games. One team only has four players.
Warm-ups.
The B League is bad.
Yes.
Where, like, the uniforms got, like, masking tape over some other team's
overseas
uniforms.
Overseas basketball has been overstated for a long while now. So you've got about a good five or six teams or a couple of leagues that you really care about. But, yeah, if you can find yourself pickup games downtown that are better than some of these, like you said, B and C League situations. But if Marshall Henderson would have done that, if he had the talent of Lonzo Ball and his temperament, and he would have done that, I'd have been like, all right, that's Marshall Henderson. But the way Lonzo carried himself this entire year, I was a little, you know, I won't say dismayed or upset because I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to feign outrage about it. But it didn't come off the way he thought it should. And a guy who actually watched it and has been through this situation and has bled those college, you know, through those college situations and gone on long runs. A guy like Stephen Bartle, it touched him in a different way because, you know, Stephen is always all about his point guard vision program where he's all about trying to make sure youth understands that it's not just basketball. There's a lot of people watching. There's a lot of people looking. You gotta start to polish yourself way before you ever walk on that stage. And I think that's why I touched Steven in a different manner. And we'll talk to him about it soon.
Yeah, there's something to the optics of a guy still with the uniform on immediately after the loss. And there's other guys on that roster, NBA players.
Yeah,
TJ Leaf
is a player.
He's a player.
And Thomas Welsh is going to be somebody's backup big man.
Big bird. Looking guy,
pick and pop dude.
Yep,
like he's gonna be all right. And then they've got, you know, they got a couple of other dudes. It was Isaac Hamilton or Isaiah Hamilton. They got some other guys who are like, you know, okay players, good for, you know, LA. But I don't know if they're NBA guys. But TJ Leaf and Lonzo Ball, those are first round talents, and they got exposed by that Kentuck press and some of their bigs as well. So yeah, Lonzo Ball. If Lonzo was more like LeVar, I'd see it coming, but he hasn't been throughout this entire thing. And LeVar has taken credit for his kids. Like, yo, these kids are in a certain zone because of the way I am. They understand how to comport themselves off the court because of the way he is.
They better be perfect then. I mean, you put that out there.
Put a big target on
them. Yeah, you tie yourself to that.
Yeah.
And they better not screw anything up.
Yeah. And you can't, that isn't guaranteed. And oh, by the way, like I had this conversation. I know we got to take a break, but I had this conversation about the big baller brand that he is pushing. Yeah, enjoy that. This ain't mixtapes out your trunk, pal. You need distribution. You need marketing. You need all those things. And if you think that Nike or any of these, I'll be surprised. I won't say it won't happen, but I'll be surprised if Under Armour, who spent millions and millions of dollars on research and development to put out those Steph Currys, is going to be like, yeah, I'm going to give you, with your 90s wording and your phrasing of old school hip hop slang, I'm going to give you millions of dollars so you can take them shirts are trash. I don't even want to know what the shoes are going to look like.
Do you remember there's a second mention of Otis Anderson at the Super Bowl when he was touting his sportswear line Muda Chains.
Muda Chains.
Yep. Moodachainz.
Of course,
think
it was a Z.
Better have been Z.
Yeah, because then you're really undermining authority
right.
Because you're misspelling it on purpose and you're so subversive that way.
God, here you go.
It's like this. Boys with a Z in the hood.
Who's the silly person? The person that spells it the wrong way on purpose, or the person who acts like he doesn't know that they're doing this on purpose because they don't want to be conform to your spelling norm.
They're sticking it to the man by using a Z instead of an
M. You're damn right.
It was Moodachainz, and it was, this stuff was like right off of a mid-80s football card and not in a good way.
That's what Big Baller Brand's going to be. I dare you out there for all you, you know, because I got a couple of people, are you supposed to support black business? I support good black business. I dare any of you to come to my pickup games with some Big Baller Brand shoes on and see if you don't get your ass laughed out the
See, gym. Actually, if you called it mixtapes out your trunk,
you might be better.
Now you've got something. Right, you're working with something there.
We'll talk to Bardo next, as well as you right here on 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Doesn't it speak to, like, the wonderful unpredictability of this tournament in terms of who is going to be the guy when you've got future NBA draft picks all over the court on both teams, and in the end, Luke May is screaming, give me the ball, and so confidently takes that shot and is now a legend.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
$1,000 in competitive cash leasing for qualified drivers. And with more 2016 J.D. Power Initial Quality Award winners than any of the competition, there's never been a better time to feel better about making your switch over to Chevrolet. Check out the 2017 Chevy Traverse with its unique combination of style, versatility, available active safety technologies, and fuel efficiency. The Equinox makes every excursion that much more exciting. Or maybe even the Chevy Volt, the 2017 version. The Chevy Volt offers up to 53 pure electric miles on a full charge, along with bold aerodynamic design and some of the latest available active safety technologies. With vehicles like that, you can see why Chevy is the fastest growing full-line brand in America. There's never been a better time to make the switch and lease a Chevy vehicle. Visit your local Chevy dealer today or log on to Chevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Digital dating has brought us all kinds